The people of Kenya have this prayer. It says, all our hope for wholeness we set on the risen Christ. I love that phrase, hope for wholeness, because don't we all hope for wholeness? We know that our world isn't whole, that there's more that it should be, that it could be. We know that our lives aren't whole. There's more that we long to be and we long to do. There's this picture in the Bible of a journey up a mountain. And when you get to the top of the mountain, it's a picture of the world set right. No more pain, no more suffering, no more sorrow. And there's this group of people who have been made perfectly whole by the love of God. And it says, let's go there. Let's journey to wholeness. And so that's what we're going to be doing for the next 7 weeks at City of Light, talking about what it means to journey toward wholeness, what it means to go down into those broken areas of our life and our communities so that we can go up to the wholeness and restoration that God brings. You know, our world is full of despair, but we're going to talk about the hope for our healing journey, a hope for who I am, who you are, hope for our past, hope for the lonely, hope for the ashamed, hope for the anxious, hope for our bodies. I hope you can join us. It'll be 10 a.m. on Sundays at Hill Elementary. Where do you need to be made whole? Come with us as we set all our hopes for wholeness on the risen Christ.